How you guys doing? My name is Ruben, and today I'm in the Las Vegas Strip, and I'm paying people to eat the world's hottest peppers.
Immediately, I will have to bleep out Lou Dickman, as we have a family show.
You're the one. There's no family in NBA.
Anyway. So the Bulls lose, but the Hawks are going into the next phase, as it were, Lou.
Yes, they are. Go Hawks. And speaking of Hawks, how about your meeting with Bobby Hull?
What about that? The Golden Jet.
The Golden Jet. How about it? Tell me all about him. Has he still got his knees to him?
He was sitting down, Lou. I didn't know. But did you know his wife sent me a thank you letter?
Really?
Yeah.
Is he still tall sitting down?
I couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell?
He wouldn't offer me a chair, though. I had to kneel down while I did the interview.
Oh, I thought you were in a chair, so I guess he's not that tall, is he?
I don't think so. He was. I don't recall him being a tall guy. But hockey players don't have to be tall, do they?
Not back when he was playing. I think now they have to be over, 4'7", 4'8". It's a bigger, faster game now.
So, Lou, what's going on in your life here? We have to catch up with you.
I'm just serving them up at the Sovereign Saturdays and Sundays. Lou's not hard to find.
All right. That's good to hear. Were you able, have you been able to go to some of your favorite joints and do some reviews?
I haven't been going out. I was at the Lago. Saw half of the Nardinis. And
which half?
The Guido half.
All right, the Guido half. Now Giancarlo, of course, is in Cuba.
I think he's back.
He is. He was there, and he's back.
What I understand. Oh, okay. Did he bring back any Cubans?
I don't know. Did he?
Did he bring back any cigars? I don't know.
So, we don't have a sandwich review then, right?
No, I wasn't prepared for a podcast today.
Do I ever prepare you?
No, I really can't give out a good sandwich this I'm not even going to venture off the sandwich. I don't have it. I plead guilty. I don't have a sandwich.
That's fine. I wasn't asking you.
I can't even make one up.
In previous weeks, you have ventured off the sandwich circuit.
Yes, I have. I'm trying to get back. I'm trying to repent. And the only sandwich I had this week was the Subway melt.
Oh, the melt at 7-Eleven?
No, at Subway.
But
they have a sandwich that's titled the Subway melt.
So
I got it with double pepper jack cheese.
Okay.
Twice toasted. Tomatoes. Toasting the tomatoes as well.
So you had tomato on that.
Yes, I had tomato, but I had it toasted. I had toasted tomato.
So Lou Dickman's at Subway. What is he ordering onto the sandwich besides the double pepper jack and the tomatoes?
Is there anything else? And hot chardonnay and chipotle sauce.
That's it. The creamy chipotle?
Just a little smudge.
All right.
That's all we got. All right. I have to give that Subway sandwich. I'm going to give it a solid 3.
A solid 3.
I'm going to give it a solid 3.
Play that
3.
Theme song out.
They charged me 60 cents for the cheese. I wasn't happy about it. If it was under a $7 sandwich, then I would have given it a 3.5.
All right. So are you ready for your question of the week, Lou?
I'm all ears.
What is the hottest thing you ever ate and why?
And why? Well, why? Because I was a stupid idiot. Just being an ass. It was one of those stupid little orange peppers.
What kind of pepper?
I don't know. It doesn't have a name. It's like a ghost. No name.
Was it ghost pepper?
I don't know if it was a ghost pepper or not. All I know, it was a good 12 minutes, 15 minutes of hell. People laughing at me.
Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out. We'll see you on around
see
the ghost
the
pepper.
See you in the pasture. Have an outstanding week. Go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is a commercial inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Hot Tamale Service. Weather today, hot tamale, says Lou at the Sovereign. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou hot, hot, hot you.